Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh. Welcome to Let's Talk Deen. This is the new podcast based upon Speaker's Corner, London, England. I don't know if any of you guys have heard about Speaker's Corner. Speaker's Corner is a place, where basically people of different faiths come to speak to each other and debate. And so it's a platform in which it's very entertaining. And so what this entire podcast is about is going through some of these videos, meeting some of these individuals, and also me giving a little feedback of what I believe about what they say as well. So this first video that we're going to listen to, and we're going to take a, that we're going to listen to first, inshallah, is a video which shows a guy named Modine. And Modine is, he's a character. He's a Muslim, alhamdulillah, and he, I don't think that he's really a bad guy. I think he's a decent guy. I just think that he's kind of, doesn't have the highest IQ in the world. I think he's kind of, I have to take a break to pray in a minute, but here, all right, so let's begin this video, and we're going. This is Modine, and also his friend is there too, and it's quite interesting this conversation. So, don't go anywhere. This is Let's Talk Deen. We're going to check out a man, Muhammad Deen, right now. Here we go. Listen to this video.
We are rich people. We have oil.
Excuse me, sir. One of the things you have to address is there are certain Muslims who are selling oil to the Western.
Because those governments are protected by you.
Okay. So what's going on basically is this British visitor has come to Speaker's Corner, and he's in this corner. He's speaking with these two Muslims. Now, Modine and this other man, which is his friend here, they're Shia. So they defend the 12 position Shia. And so that is their main, their main belief and their main talking point. Right now what they're arguing on, they're having a debate, okay, about Saudi. So let's listen.
Those mafia governments in the Middle East that is extracting our oil and giving it to you.
It's not your oil.
In exchange for weapons, latest advanced weapons from the first world.
Why did you invest in the development of oil?
I haven't invested, we haven't had the chance. We are ruled by gangs supported by your government.
You're incompetent. You didn't look at the fact that you've got a resource in the ground. It wasn't until Western companies came along, discovered oil, and then extracted it, and we invested in it. Why is it?
Yeah, but not on Western countries.
So why didn't you extract it?
China can extract oil. Russia can extract oil, okay?
Yeah, why?
All those countries can extract oil. Even Iran can extract oil.
Russia extracted its own
oil. Only the Arabs are
backwards. It was only until Westerners came to the Middle East that the oil industry developed. Develop your own industry.
And that's actually not true. I think they did develop their own industry. I think the Saudi industry is a major industry in oil. So I don't think that that's really true. I don't think that the U.S. is the only government that does that.
No way you can develop your own industry. Because Islam is feudalistic. It's not innovative at all. You don't believe in business. You're not capitalist. You don't actually...
We believe.
We don't believe in business. That's bull. We believe in business, we just don't believe that money should run the central point of everybody's life, to the point to where some people have oppression over others. So.
But you are protecting those mafia governments. Your government, why are you sending weapons to the Middle East?
I'm not.
Why don't you let them fight with swords? Instead, or with a wooden sword.
Do you know who I am?
No, we know you're not. He's talking about the Americans. He's talking about English people.
So, what am I sending to you?
What I'm trying to say, because you are objecting my argument. My argument is that Western countries are sending weapons to Saudi. In return, they get oil at a very cheap price.
But in return... I just realized that this is entirely... You guys haven't even heard Modine yet. This is just the guy's friend, for God's sakes. I mean, this is just his friend. And this guy's an idiot, to be honest with you. I think he's kind of stupid. I think he might have a little bit of knowledge, but I think he's relatively, he's kind of dull in the mind.
So why is Mohammed
innocent people are dying.
So why is Mohammed bin Salman, and Mohammed in his name, he's a Muslim. Why is he buying this? Has he got a Muslim
Because Mohammed bin Salman is protected by 20 American bases in the Middle East. Okay? How many American bases in the Middle East? How many?
Who are they killing? They're killing Christians in Yemen.
They're killing Muslims in Yemen. Not Christians. Muslims. They're killing the...
Now you're hearing Modi. Now Modi is going to start kicking into this. Alright, so you're going to be hearing Modi.
Yemen, come country, the whole country.
And okay, so you've got
who protected the Christians?
Yeah,
my family got, protected the Christians.
Sonny's and Shia's, one second, brother.
Yeah, man.
I'm not your brother.
Brother in humanity.
I'm not your brother. And he says, yes, you are. You're my brother in humanity. You see, the thing is that this is the difference a little bit between Sunni Islam and Shia Islam, or at least the teachings of these people who claim to be Ahlul Bayt, alayhi salam, is that their arguments just aren't right. I mean, they say that you know, Muslim akhul Muslim, Muslim is a brother to a Muslim. Alright. But the Imam Ali alayhi salam said, he made a statement that said that if you're either my brother in faith or you're my brother in humanity. So that kind of goes against the Muslim akhul Muslim, that a Muslim is a brother to a Muslim. And he's saying that a Muslim is brother to a Muslim, but a Muslim is also brother to a non-Muslim, and he's his brother in humanity. This is a teaching by Imam Ali, and I really don't have a problem with this teaching. I think it's a good teaching. I think Modine's in the right here with what he's trying to do, but just listen to where he takes this.
You're not a brother in humanity. So why are you a ape? Are you a pig? You're a brother in humanity, innit?
I'm a pig.
I'm just saying, are you from Adam?
You're so Muslim.
I'm Muslim. What's Muslim got to do with it? No, because you said you're not human. Are you a human?
You call me a pig.
I'm asking you, are you? I never said you.
All I'm saying is, if you invested in your own oil industry, then this wouldn't be the case. Western is invested in your oil industry.
True, that's true.
Oil just doesn't pop out of the ground.
Western, go Western, Western.
Brother.
Okay, Western.
Brother,
I'm not companies. But why America have 20 bases in Middle East? 30 bases, why?
I'm not American, I don't know.
America, Roman Empire. It's EU, Britain is part of it, okay?
Okay, so that's
Roman
American.
Empire, Britain is part
anymore.
Of it.
Brother, can I say something?
Oh, it is actually. Because you, Britain now is moving away from Europe. It's going toward America. The politics.
You're talking about two things. No, you're talking about...
you are declining
about,
toward America.
So you're talking about weapons and oil. So oil, you didn't invest in your oil industry. That's your own fault.
We can invest. We can invest. But you don't let us to get our oil fields.
On the other side.
Our oil fields are taken by the
Muslims.
Who?
You understand that it's Muslim.
By the Saudi mafia, supported by the Britain, USA, weapons, logistics, F-16, F-17, F-18, F-19, F-20, F-21, F-22, F-23, F-24, F-25, Mohammed ibn 26, F-27. Mohammed ibn Salman is a mass murderer, worse than Hitler. Mohammed ibn Salman is a killer, butcher, he's a criminal, he's a piece of shit. So why is...
I agree with you.
Why are you supporting them?
But one of the things we have to identify is the fact that he's Muslim and he's leading a...
He's Muslim! He's what Muslim? He's a kafir! He's a kafir piece of shit! Because he's killing 1,000 children in Yemen! 1 million children in Yemen died! Why don't you talk about it?
He's killing who? Sunnis
and Shias? No, it's not Sunnis and Shias. It's Wahhabi, Takfiri, Salafi, Zionist, Wahhabi, Zionist, Salafi.
Wahhabism? You've got Sunni. Wahhabism is the next stepping stone for Sunnis. That's why Shias.
The Wahhabi Zionists. Just blame the Wahhabi Zionists. Some damn Wahhabi Zionists. You know? Why is America in the Middle East? It's for oil, but it's really because of the Saudi Zionists.
No, I'm just Muslim. I'm not Sunni or Shi'i. But I'm saying, I'm just Muslim. The enemy of Islam, the enemy of Islam is Wahhabi and the Salafi, which are the dogs of the Zionists. Which are the...
Shia. He actually had made this claim before that he was Shia. But apparently in this video, he's changed that claim. Now that he's learned a little bit more about Islam, he's learned that there is really no sect in Islam. There's no Sunni Shia in Islam. There's no Sunni Shia in the Quran. And that because of that point, he's taken the stance that is the right stance nowadays, is that a Muslim is a Muslim. He's not a Sunni or Shia. He's either a Muslim or he's a non-Muslim. And so I agree with him on that point. I think he's a good brother. I just think he sometimes doesn't word things correctly, especially in Speaker's Corner.
Slaves of the Zionist regime that are killing Muslims everywhere. They killed 1 million children in Yemen, and Muslim leaders are a piece of shit. They're not saying nothing.
Yeah.
Muslim leaders and Muslim countries, hypocrites. Even the people that give da'wah here are hypocrites. Yeah. No one mentioned Yemen because they're scared.
Wahhabis.
No,
Wahhabis.
Because they're cowards. They are fake. They are cowards. They don't care if a human life is being I think you can.
He says there were hobbies, but I guarantee you he wouldn't be able to tell you what a hobby is. He probably couldn't give you the definition of a Wahhabi. He probably doesn't even know who Muhammad ibn Abd al-Wahhab was.
Have you watched the politics lately?
Yeah.
The UK had have done a proposal to stop the weapon supply to Saudi,
of course,
right?
I agree with that.
Thank you. See, people in the UK are smart enough.
Yeah, I agree with that. We shouldn't sell weapons.
They don't want to do that.
But you've already identified the fact that it is a war going on within Islam. It's Sunni versus Shia.
No, it's it's good versus evil. It's good versus evil. It's not. It's good versus evil. It's good versus evil. It's nothing to do with Sunni Shia. It's good versus evil. You're either with the truth or you're with the falsehood.
It's Sunni versus Shia.
No, that's not true.
You said Sunni versus Shia, right?
No.
So why is al-Nusra fighting against ISIS if both of them are Sunnis? What are you going to answer now?
Because I don't believe
that. That's a good point.
Why are Nusra fighting against ISIS?
No, that's
and Nusra is fighting against ISIS, okay? And you're both
will you allow me to
answer your question?
ISIS is not real Muslims. They're called Khawarij. And they're actually a corrupt... They're a very corrupt regime by the Israel government. Which basically, you know, you got to understand that Israel being... You know, the center for Judaism and, you know, where the temple used to be, and also now the Temple Mount, and the Al-Aqsa Mosque, which is in jeopardy now, these days, now that they're rebuilding the third temple. And so...
Okay, will you let me answer the question?
Okay.
Because ISIS is funded by the CIA. They're not actually Muslims. They're a militia who are paid by the CIA. Somebody is buying a million
fighters.
Hear me out. They're buying $1 million worth.
They're a militia paid by the CIA. That's exactly what the Khawarij are. That's exactly what ISIS is. They're paid by the CIA to do certain things that our government can't do. So that makes complete sense. I think he's right with that point. I can't say that he's wrong there.
Okay, from ISIS. Okay, that's not Sunni versus Shia. They're not Muslims.
It's not Sunni versus.
That more I agree with.
If it's not Sunni, Yemen, it's not. No one's talking about it. Hypocrites. Wallahi, hypocrites. Wallahi, fake Muslims. Wallahi. The Prophet said, if you see our press, you have to stand with him, or Allah will put you in hell. And no one said nothing for 4 years. They're getting bombed. I'm the only one that's chatting, bro. And Yemen is all Muslim, brothers.
So you don't
and nothing to do with Shia, so it's Muslim. And they're oppressed. They don't even have water.
Shia, you keep saying that this is an issue. Sunni Shia exists within Islam.
Bro, can I say something?
Stop trying to, you know, you're probably trying
to use Takiyah. At some point,
Takiyah.
Can I say something, brother? Can I say something? I respect what you're saying.
Relax. He's not representing me. I represent myself.
Takiyah is advocating for dishonesty in defense of your religion.
I represent myself here, okay?
Yeah.
This guy, I'm here by my... You said Taqiyya, yeah? What does Taqiyya mean? Do you even know the meaning of
Taqiyya? Taqiyya in Islam advocates for dishonesty in defense of one's own religion.
No, it means if you're about to die...
I tell you the meaning of it.
Let him talk, Who you are? You want to talk or shall I? Taqiyya is let him talk.
Get up to here.
No, that's not true.
Let me allow you to conceal your faith, okay? That's Taqiyya. When the fear gets up to here, you're allowed to conceal your faith, okay? If you're not... If you want, you can get...
Shia practice where one can lie if... Say they're in a situation where they could be... physically harmed or something like that. They could lie about their religion and able to keep themselves alive. That's basically what taqiyya is. That's the real definition of taqiyya. So even though most Muslims don't believe in it.
Killed. It's okay. Everybody die in there.
I won't get killed.
How long are you going to live?
I'm not religious.
You're going to die in there.
I'm not religious.
Everyone is going to die.
Possibly, I'm not.
They all going to be stuck on...
Brother, I respect you for saying the truth. If I have been rude to you, forgive me.
You haven't.
I respect you for being the truth. And what you're saying, it makes sense. Yeah. All I wanted to say is this. We're all waiting for the arrival of Jesus, alhamdulillah.
No, we're not. I'm not at all. You know what I'm waiting for? Hang around at Speaker's Corner. I'm waiting for my roast dinner this afternoon. And then I'm going to have a couple of pints because I'm fucking British and I'm not Muslim.
All right, can I say something? Are you Christian, brother?
No.
Oh, you're atheist.
I'm an anti-theist. I think that all religion, Christianity, Islam, you know, whatever, is oppressive.
What if I prove to you there's a God?
You can't prove to me.
What if I tell you every agnostic atheist before he was about to die, he started praying like a baby?
It's crazy because, you know, people are always making this claim that it's oppressive to women. Women have more rights in Islam than they have in a normal marriage. Let me explain. The husband has to give 30% to each one of his wives. That 30% of what he makes is theirs to spend for themselves on things that they don't necessarily need, like clothes. So that those are luxury, that's luxury money for them. But the husband is also still also supposed to take care of what she needs as well. Meaning so she also has gets provided what she needs by her husband, and she gets the 30% for herself. How is that oppressive against women? That gives them more rights. It gives them more rights. I mean,
I wish I believed in God.
If you believe in God, I will buy you a pint.
Nah, astaghfirullah, I can't drink. It's haram to drink. But listen, instead of, let me tell you something, brother. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the creator, the creation who created everyone, the universe.
He didn't create me.
Yeah, he did. Let me tell you what.
Like, you know, I drink, I smoke.
Yeah, you're sinning. Listen.
I'm not sinning. Wait, you just be quiet 1 minute. You drink, you smoke, you sin. You know what it says in the Quran? قُلْ لِلَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا أَنْ يَنْتَهُوا يُغْفَرْ لَهُمْ مَا قَدْ سَلَفْ. Say to those who are kuffar, if they cease whatever in their past will be forgiven, okay? So you'll be born again. So that's not an excuse to use, okay, against Islam. The moment you repent, all your sins will be clean again. You'll be born a new man, okay? That's how beautiful Islam is. It gives you a new chance.
Islam isn't beautiful. It's impressive.
But I tell you, it's beautiful. And you have to yukhfar lahum. What do you mean salaf? What do you mean
salaf? Yukhfar lahum. Don't use the salafiyah because Allah said don't go to the salaf. Allah said, قُلْ لَا
تَفْرُونَ women. One second, brother. Let me say something. Hold on.
In this park, they are promoting salafiyah.
Hold on. Oppressed women. You know who oppresses women? Let me tell you who oppresses women. The same people.
No. Yeah.
The same people.
Cover up, you belong to
me. These terrorists. Fuck them. Who gives a fuck about them? They don't represent Islam. They don't represent the Prophet Muhammad.
Don't touch me.
No, I touched you.
Don't touch me.
I relax, bro. I'm chatting to you, but I'm joking with you.
No, just fine. It's difficult for me to scream and shouting. They've got a gun around their neck.
They're screaming and shouting. It's just a chain, bro.
Come on, man.
It's just a chain, bro. You want to punch me? Punch me. That's all right. Punch me. No, it's all right, bro. Punch me. No, you can punch me.
No, but I don't.
Yeah, atheist is the worst person. Punch me.
I don't fight.
Well, you're half Muslim, yeah?
Yeah, but I don't.
You are half Muslim. You're half. You say La ilaha. You say La ilaha. All you have to say is Allah. No, you want to punch me? Punch me, bro.
No,
if you want to punch me, punch me.
I didn't say I want to.
If you want to, I will let you.
Why would I punch you?
Look, here's my hands. I won't hit you back. No. That's atheist.
You want to fight everyone?
Let me tell you why.
Guys, don't represent me.
I don't represent. No, listen.
Talking to him. Why are you talking to him?
Listen, why are you trying to represent me? I'm trying to be nice to you because you're atheist, you don't have your heart. If I take out your heart now, listen, this doesn't represent me. I'm trying to be nice to you. Let me tell you something.
You guys don't represent me at all.
You're half Muslim, you say La ilaha. You say there is no God.
He says you're Muslim, you're part Muslim, you say you La ilaha. All you have to say is illallah. I love that. He says there is no God. All you have to say is except Allah. You know, it's beautiful, beautiful. I love that.
No, if you want to punch me, punch me.
I didn't say I want to.
You're half Muslim, you say La ilaha. All you have to say is Allah. No, you want to punch me?
I like that. Say it again.
No, you can punch me.
No, but I don't.
Yeah, atheist is the worst person. Punch me.
I don't fight.
Well, you're half Muslim, yeah?
Yeah, but I don't.
You are half Muslim. You're half. You say La ilaha. All you have to say is Allah. No, you want to.
I like that. Say it again.
No, you can punch me.
No, but I don't.
Yeah, atheist is the worst person. Punch me.
I don't fight.
Well, you're half Muslim, yeah?
Yeah, but I don't.
You are half Muslim. You're half. You say La ilaha. You say La ilaha. All you have to say is Allah. No, you want to punch me? Punch me, bro.
I love that.
No, if you want to punch me.
Mordeen, that is the greatest. That's the greatest. I've never heard anything so great. I mean, I have to use that. I have to use that line. You're part Muslim. You say La ilaha. You say there is no God. All you have to say is Allah, that there is no God except Allah. I love it. Beautiful. Beautiful.
I didn't say I want to.
If you want to, I will let you.
Why would I punch you? Look, here's my hands. I won't hit you back.
How many times I tell you? Let me tell you something. I listen. Why are you trying to represent me? How many times I tell you? Let me tell you something. I listen. Yeah? I'm trying to be nice to you, yeah? Because you're atheist. You're heartless. Your heart is like a rock. If I take out your heart now, I swear to the Quran, it's going to be more than a rock. Because you...
It's going to be a fucking diamond.
Let me see. All right. Let's see. I'm joking. That is banter, by the way.
Relax.
I'm only joking around. I am joking, brother. I'm joking with you. It's jokes, man. We're not serious out here.
Relax, the
guy. Big ass, a joke. Man's got the gun thing, Russian thing, Putin thing.
Insulted by the Russians.
You get me?
Insulted by the Russians.
I'm just saying, AK and the...
So the Russians are selling
cars. It's banter, bro.
Yeah, I know, it's banter.
So what happened, lad? Hey, relax. Hey, Putin thing, you get me? Hey, listen. First of all, yeah, I just want to say something, yeah? I got respect for you, but I'm trying to save you.
I wish I could do that sound. Modi, that was an awesome sound. I want to hear that sound one more time. Let me try to hear that one more time.
Bro, it's banter.
Yeah,
it's
banter.
So what happened, lad? Hey, relax. Hey, Putin thing, you get me? Hey, listen.
Yeah.
First of all.
One more time. Do it again.
Just saying, AK and the...
Hey, so the Russians are selling cars.
It's banter, bro. It's banter.
Yeah,
it's
banter.
So what happened, lad? Hey, relax. Hey, Putin thing, you get me? Hey, listen.
I love that.
First of all, yeah, I just want to say something.
You got to be honest. That is just funny as hell. I mean, come on. If he didn't rehearse that shit. That shit just came out.
Yeah, I got respect for you, but I'm trying to save you. Why?
Because I'm not the one being aggressive.
I'm joking with you, bro. Can I take a joke? What's wrong with you, bro?
Yeah, I can take a joke. You just.
I feel sorry for your wife, bro. You're probably like, sorry, don't touch me. Come on, bro. Well, go on, bro. You have to.
You're
not married. That says it all. Anyway, but I'm just saying.
I'm in a relationship. I'm just married.
Bro,
like,
you're
married. I don't know.
I'm just saying. I feel sorry.
Right. She can go to work. She can wear whatever clothes she wants.
Bro, you have to have
drinks. She can smoke.
Bro, you have to have some banter, bro. What's wrong with you? Why are you so serious, bro? Don't touch me. Don't look at me. Don't touch me. I'm not your brother. I'm not this. I'm the one that's telling you you're my brother, and you got the worst manners. You're like, I'm not your brother. Don't touch me. Right? You got the worst manners, and then you go on like you got the best manners. But let me tell you something.
You're on camera.
I'm screaming so people can hear me. I'm not like, listen, let me tell you about
everyone's
history.
Mic'd up.
Let me tell you about history.
There's a microphone.
Let me tell you about history.
Everyone's got microphones.
Let me tell you about history. Let me tell you about history.
They amplify your voice.
Okay, you know the Chinese, let me tell you about history about religions, yeah?
Please
before
do.
You come to Islam, try to attack it, look at the other religions. Matusi, Mautisi, Tuj, it's a Chinese bruh. Zaima Sid, 79 million he killed.
Yeah.
Chinese bruh, okay. The second bruh, Joseph Stalin. Russian killed 50 million.
Okay.
It's nothing to do with Islam, Stalin. Adolf Hitler, he killed 40 million. Balboot Al-Kubudi killed 3 million. Leopold Belgium killed 15 million. So all these are not Muslim, but they killed millions. So why don't try and use the Islam thing?
Because these people, I'm just saying, all these people killed millions. It was done by the Ottomans.
Exactly. So you're trying to say when Hitler starts saying bad, you're going to blame Jesus.
You can't blame Jesus.
It's nothing to do with the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Just
saying.
The Ottoman Empire was an Islamic caliphate.
It was the only Islamic caliphate at that point. It was all the way from Libya to. It was Islamic.
But when they were not just, they were not just.
They didn't rule
by what Allah put in the Quran. They got the fake.
That's
religion.
What the Rafida says.
I'm trying to tell you.
So you can see that now the two friends really don't agree on anything. See, I don't think they talked enough over with their faith with each other before they went out with each other and started speaking, you know. Because it seems like they're on the same team at first for a lot of the time, and then boom, they start breaking off, and you don't know what the hell's going on.
I respect you, see? I got nice respect to him.
Okay, maybe it's wine, you want?
Hey, listen to this. Hey, brother, what are you doing for a walk, bro? Relax. Hey,
do I belong to
bro, I don't care if something
happens. I have to stay here now.
Yeah, that was pretty entertaining. I think those couple of clips that we got were pretty good. Let's try and listen to... Another video here. Check out another video here, inshallah. Oh, you know what? Let's see what we'll do right here. Alright, we're gonna listen to Modine working a gimmick. This is funny too.
This is Online White Man. We are looking at Modine from Speaker's Corner.
I don't want people to go through hard times because me as a Muslim, me as a person who's humanitarian, I love all my Christian, Muslim, Jewish, Hindu, everyone who's my brothers in humanity.
The friendly local Muslim, Modine, takes to the corner to express his wisdom on topics ranging from marriage and depression to the evils of radical Islam.
They come, they make Islam into pajamas, stinky smell, long beard, boom! That's what they made Islam!
To amplify this wisdom, Mo has adopted a number of costume gimmicks. Seen here as a Liam Gallagher tribute act, a hybrid between Fat Joe and the Penguin, and a budget gimp.
We've got so many, especially in the comment section, attacking me. They're all addicted to masturbation. That's why I need to help them.
No doubt you will help them, Mo. That saucy outfit.
I'm addicted to masturbation, he says. Wow. Give me a break.
A common topic in most speeches is the Yemeni civil war and his support for the Houthi rebels against the Saudi-backed government and ISIS cells.
The Yemen will be victorious! Sayyid Abdel Malik Badreddin al-Houthi has stepped on the soldiers of Saudi. He has stepped on the UAE soldiers. Yes, he will step on them. Yemen will be victorious! The oppressed Yemen, where 1 million children will die, and even now the statistics saying 10 million, these same sheikhs, they will turn a blind eye to the Yemen. And may Allah free Mecca and Medina from these slums. You see this terrorism who were created by the Zionist army.
Do they take away your Muslim membership?
The Zionist armies! It's not, it's the Roman army, the United States army, and the Zionist army, you know, all fighting together.
And blame everything on the Jews. Certainly, Mo would have his Muslim membership taken away if he didn't do the obligatory Islam is not as bad as you think spiel at the park.
This Abrahamic religion, Islam, the religion of peace and love, and even in Islam, there's no chopping hands. Because when someone steals, for example, I'm just giving you an example, that's all wrong. The fuqaha, the imams, the 12 disciples of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, it's not the hands, it's the top of the fingertips.
That's far more civilized. It's not obvious that Mo isn't actually a mental patient on day release.
But you can see them in the comment section. All of them are ISIS. They're all ISIS. Because once he drinks alcohol and becomes drunk, he doesn't know he's raping his wife, his mom, he's raping this, he's killing. He's doing everything because he lost his mind. What are you doing? What are you talking about?
It would certainly explain why he always appears.
You start raping your mom. Apparently alcohol makes you rape your mom now. Wow, dude. Wow. I can't believe that shit.
Accompanied by a minder. To be honest, I'm not sure Mo quite knows what his agenda in the speaker's corner is, so f*** knows how I'm supposed to tell you. But despite his eccentricity, Modine is actually capable of revealing sparks of touching wisdom.
If you want to change your life, yeah, you got to focus on being grateful, fam. Everyone's going to have regret. When we die, we're all going to regret the good and the bad. That's what I'm saying, weddings are the best thing, and people need to have more marriage and less divorce. The most important thing, don't get angry, you get me? That's what Shaitan wants. He wants you to get angry. Because that's Shaitan's army, anger, innit?
He's right, though. He's right.
Mm-hmm. This is Online One, and we are looking at Speaker's Corner and the speakers at Speaker's Corner. And this week it is Mo Dean, the speaker from Speaker's Corner. What on earth was that?
Do I have the same opportunities to become a movie star as everyone else?
He also offers his thoughts on his YouTube channel, broadcast from a school shooter's bedroom, and practices ninja skills just in case Hollywood call and ask him to play Captain Black America. Back at the corner, Rajiv has armed himself with an ingenious debating technique.
All right, that was the end of that video. Let's go back. I think it's hilarious. Let's listen to, here's a funny one. Okay, now this is the Mo Dean's advice to youth and about homophobia. Watch this. Listen to this. This is great.
Basically, I'm just saying that, obviously, I've got some young girls with me here today, and I want to talk to them about, as a youth, what's your obligations? First of all, all the youths out there, stop wanking. I'm being honest with you.
All the youths out there, stop wanking, he says. That's great advice. It actually is good. I don't know. Whatever.
Stop wanking, Stop watching, go and get married, If you don't have money,
as a youth,
if you don't have money, go borrow money from the bank or from your family and get married with that money. Get yourself a clean thing from your own country or something.
Clean thing.
Marry that and have at least 5 years.
Get yourself a clean thing. Did you hear him say that? A clean thing. Get yourself a clean thing.
Don't be telling me one or two. 5 years, and when you have them youths, you teach them about the deen. You don't teach them, you don't just leave them.
You have 5 years.
Inshallah, I want 5 years. I want 20.
Inshallah.
But what I'm trying to tell the youngsters, first of all, is respect your parents, and don't fucking disrespect them. Deen is first, deen is number one. Even John Cena is listening to my dad. All the WrestleMania is listening to me. Undertaker, Bret the Hitman Hart, French Bulldog.
I thought Hulk Hogan wanted to fight you. He wanted to fight you, innit?
Yeah, Hulk Hogan is all of them. Ripley is like, oh, my Deen.
Oh my God.
Yeah, because the youths, they're listening to 50 Cent. They're listening to, what's his name? Fredo. But I don't want to say about Fredo. You hear about that thing, I'm not going to go into that. Oh, yeah. Hey, but you know how what happened, innit? Obviously, there's been rumors about Fredo, the rapper. Listen, if any of Fredo's gangs want to fight, come and beef me over this, you can't beef me over this because I'm just talking and I've got the right to talk. One guy got shot in the head in Stonebridge.
You wouldn't beef with me over this. You can't beef with me over this. That's basically what he's saying. If you want to beef with me over this, you can't beef with me over this. Boom.
Areas, just the. Yeah? I know there's a lot of violence going on, and I saw Fredo, one of his guys, get beaten up in the park. I've seen all this, but I'm just like watching. I'm not involved. So don't try and tell me, you're dissing Fredo, we're coming for you, because I'm not dissing him. I'm trying to say the situation happened on the internet where someone apparently looked like he was about to kiss Fredo. It's on the internet, it was on the American news, it was in the UK news.
No, John, you can't do that. I'm on live, bro. Yeah, walk on.
Now, most people, I'm not saying all people, are saying that this is some Batman thing, okay? I'm just telling you what they're saying.
Oh,
regarding the situation, because it's LGBT week, whatever it's called, what's it called,
LGBT?
ITV week, whatever, which week is it?
You know, what they're teaching kids in school is about genders now. It's fucking horrendous. It's absolutely fucking horrendous. I've seen it on the news where teenagers have been kicked out of school for telling their teachers there's only two genders. I mean, what the fuck is our world coming to, man? This LGBT thing just absolutely drives me fucking up the walls because I don't fucking understand it at all. I don't get it. I don't understand it. I don't see why people have to change. Obviously, you know, they're going to be, you know, in trouble with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with God Almighty. They're going to be in trouble because God created them a certain way. And all Muslims, alhamdulillah, know that. And oh my God, it just, it really fucking rattles me, this LGBT bullshit. It blows my fucking mind.
Batman Pride. Because it's Batty Boy Week, this could have been either a coincidence that happened on Batty Boy Week, or it could have been a hidden agenda. Now we've got two conspiracy theories. Now, obviously this is exclusive on Rex TV.
The hidden agenda.
Done out of this industry. It's done from the drill. You get me? It's halas. Finish. Yeah? Because man can't be having that. Because the drill and all the rappers don't stand for that. Yeah? We stand for Adam and Eve, not for Adam and Steve. You understand?
We stand for Adam and Eve, not Adam and Steve.
So this situation, they're trying to push the agenda, it's okay to bang a bread. It's okay for a chick to bang a chick. Yeah? Now this agenda, let me tell you something. I don't get why you're going to get pleasure from banging a boy when you can bang a chick. Just let me. I don't understand. Chicks, that, you know, chicks like me, when I see chicks, I start shaking. I dissolve like this. Bruv, chicks are the best thing in life. Oh, why the fuck are you going to go to a boy?
This is a guy, by the way, who hit on a transvestite at the park a couple weeks ago. And was, like, really big friends with her and everything. So this, and then, you know, some stuff happened between them. Me ended up throwing lemon juice in her face. It's the most fucking hilarious thing in the world, on the entire planet Earth.
Go and lips a knee, you know them knee chicks that take her heroin. Go lips a knee and don't lips a bread. You know what knee, them chicks on Edgewood Road, the knees on the corner. Go lips her, take her mouth and lips the heroin from her lips, or for even from her thighs, lips it. But don't lips a fucking bread. Lips, you know the knee, yeah, in the corner of Edgewood Road, yeah? Lips the knees, bum hole, but don't lips a bread. Do you understand? Yeah? Because lips in a bread is the worst sin, bruv. Bruv, I'm telling you, the knees, bum hole, go and lips it now. But don't lips a bread, blood. The bum hole of the knee. Tell her, give me your bum hole, let me lips your bum hole, but don't lips a fucking bread. I swear, maybe you won't get punished for lips in her bum hole because you married her first, even if it's mut'a marriage. And then, or urfi, or misyar, or anything, so you done it halal. But when you lips a prayer, straight away the angels curse you.
Mut'a is the most ridiculous thing on the face of the earth. And if anybody believes that horrendous bullshit, then they should just go shoot themselves.
Straight away, the angels start dissing you, calling you chichiman. Blood, the angels, they're like, look at this chichiman. They start spitting on you, like, they start punishing prayer, like. Your own angels start dissing you. And when you die, 500 doors of scorpions, 500 doors of snakes, and 500 doors of dragon open in your grave, they start biting you for lips and a bread, for banging breasts. You're going to go and bang a bread, and you know what happens when you bang a bread? All the curses of the sky comes on your head. All the curses. And this is why they're trying to push this agenda on the youths of today. Oh, it's okay to be a batty boy. Are you serious? Yes, I don't mind.
Serious?
What do you mean you don't mind? Vlad, it's not a bad thing, bro. You can't be a chichi man, bro. It's not normal. It's not pride. There's no pride in being a batty man, bro. Where's the pride?
You have to be,
bro. I rate you if you're a bad man if you got bare wives, bro. If a man come, he got 100 wives, I say you got a bad man. And Prince Harry is my brethren and that. But the other one, his brother, is not my brethren. William, yeah? William said, if you my youths become trans, I don't mind.
Anyway.
Now come on, William. Are you saying that?
Seriously, what the hell is a baddie boy? Like, I don't even get that terminology. I don't even fucking understand it.
From your heart? Or are you saying that because they put a knife on your neck? They said, let's say, oh, we're gonna, I'm joking. Why did you say it? Did you say it from your heart? Because why would you let your son and child become a gay pride team? Hey, listen. No, don't film them. Leave. Harry is my brethren, Prince Harry. Prince William, he watches me on YouTube. Because John Cena's watching me. The whole of America is watching me. You think Prince Harry is not watching me? He's watching me, bro. I'm telling you, bro, what you're saying is wrong. Because if you keep saying, oh, we're going to push this agenda, one day you're going to come, in a couple of years, we're going to see everyone's a baby. Well, what's going to happen to the world? First of all, there's going to be no more children.
I would be willing to put money on the fact that John Cena is not listening to this guy. Like, I would put $1 million on it right now. John Cena is not fucking listening to this moron. Because nobody is listening to this moron but me, obviously. All of his views have, like, 1 view. And they're mine.
There's going to be no more future children. Who's going to live in the world? If everyone becomes a man, do you understand? Second of all, you're going to anger God and the curse is going to come. What happened to the people of Lot?
Okay. That's the end of that video right there. So, pretty funny stuff from Modine. Pretty funny stuff from him. Man, this morning I'm just having this horrible problem, man. Hold on 1 second. Yeah, man, my mouth has just been so dry. It's like cane pepper. Alright, I think we're going to go through one more video here on Let's Talk Dean. And, first of all, yeah, let's see the John Cena video. Since I didn't, we haven't done the John Cena video. Let's do the John Cena video. So this video is called John Cena Flips Out on Modine. WWE Raw. So basically, let me tell you what's going on. So basically, he walks into this place, this coffee place, and he sees this guy ahead of him who looks like John Cena. And he goes up and he asks the guy if he's John Cena or whatever. He says, "Hey, are you, you know, from WWE? Are you John Cena?" And the guy says, "Yes, he is," or whatever, and says that he is who he thought he was and everything. And just listen to it; it's absolutely hilarious.
The wrestling guy.
And he gets mad about him being rude. Oh, it's hilarious.
Are you the WWE? Yeah. I should ask him, bro. Welcome to London, bro. Are you WWE, innit?
Yes.
Wow. Okay. Nice to see you. I'm with John Cena, WWE, innit? Yeah.
Thank you for asking.
Why, is that you? Or?
No, thank you for asking to take your video.
Oh, sorry about that. John Cena, bro. You know the WWE, whatever, WWC. Yeah, that's him, bro. He didn't like because I'm taking video on that. It's your boy Modine, the realist. Yeah. Clap, clap, clap. But he's looking to scuff, man, though, bro.
Let me hear that again.
He didn't like because I'm taking video on that. It's your boy Modine, the realist. Yeah. Clap, clap, clap. But he's looking to scuff, man, though, bro. The realist, yeah. Clap, clap, clap. But he's looking to scuff, man, though, bro. Yeah. Man's gonna stick.
Clap, clap, clap.
On him, bro. I'm joking. The realist, yeah.
Clap, clap, clap.
Clap, clap, clap. But he's looking to scuff, man, though, bro. Yeah. Man's gonna stick it on him, bro. I'm joking. The realist, yeah.
Yeah.
Man's gonna stick it on him, bro.
One more time.
It's your boy Modine, the realist. Yeah.
Clap, clap, clap.
Clap, clap, clap. But he's looking to scuff, man, though, bro.
Yeah.
Man's gonna stick it on him, bro.
Clap, 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 clap. Come on, man. You gotta love that.
I'm joking. But come, bro. My man's here, blood. WCW, what is it, blood? WWF or something? Holy shizzle.
Because if you watch the show, you would know what the correct vowel consonants are.
The guy himself. The man's going to give him the Hadouken. You get me? Bad boy. Bro, if he tries scrapping with me, yeah?
So this guy walks in and kind of looks like a security guard, and he's like, "Oh man, I thought he was trying to move to my phone and shit." Because, you know, he was taping John Cena, you know, without a mask, and that really kind of pissed John Cena off right in the store. He says something to him when he comes out. You'll hear it in a second.
It's your boy Modine, the realist. Yeah, don't know. Like and subscribe to Modine. Yeah.
Oh, he's switching, he's switching, Black. I can't say nothing to bro. This guy, bro, come on. It's your boy Maudine.
I think he should have had better manners than to just walk up to John Cena and start filming him like that. Definitely wasn't right. So that ends today's broadcast of Let's Talk Dean. Please join in with us tomorrow morning for the exact same broadcast. Alhamdulillah, inshallah, you guys will join us. Maybe learn something, maybe just laugh a little bit. We will do some more serious segments on here because there are some speakers in Speakers Corner, which are some very good Muslim Taoists that are just amazing at delivering the message of Islam and the message of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. As-salatu wa salam wa ala rasulullah wa ala ihi wa sahbihi wa ajma'in. Allah ilaha illallah wa dhu la shrika la wa shidu ana muhammadin abduhu wa rasuluh.